USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. As part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Qatar, a four-day truce in the Israel-Hamas conflict began in Gaza on Friday. Qatar reported the release of 24 hostages, including 13 Israeli citizens, 10 Thai citizens, and one Filipino citizen. In reciprocation, Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners later in the day, while the truce also facilitates increased shipments of fuel and supplies into Gaza, aiming to address the humanitarian needs of the 2.3 million Palestinians affected by the weeks-long Israeli bombardment. The U.S. military stood up to multiple attacks in the Middle East. Dave Collins has the details.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties.
Several House Democrats are coming after Elon Musk.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. I'm John Schaefer.
Ohio's newly passed constitutional amendments regarding abortion and reproductive rights, set to take effect on December 7th, are now facing uncertainties as existing lawsuits on abortion-related matters continue through the courts. The amendment securing an individual's right to make reproductive decisions was supported by a 57% majority in a recent vote. This marks the seventh consecutive victory for supporters of abortion access in statewide votes since the Supreme Court overturned constitutional protections. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
A man who officials believed was a top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Perez Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States. Salas was also allegedly head of security for four of El Chapo's sons. President Biden has praised the arrest as a result of bravery and cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico. The cost of eggs might be on the rise soon. Due to a confirmed case of bird flu in a flock of 1.35 million chickens in Ohio's Union County, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered the slaughter of all affected birds to contain the highly contagious virus. While the bird flu outbreak from 2022 has been less severe than in previous years, it has still led to the culling of 8.1 million birds this year, with 5.8 million culled in November alone, affecting several large egg farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and now Ohio. The widespread culling aims to control the virus's spread, particularly among wild birds. Google Maps is introducing a revamped color scheme, with roadways now appearing in shades of gray instead of white and yellow. Parks and grassy areas are a slightly brighter green, while water is now a more turquoise blue. Despite mixed opinions about the new aesthetic, Google Maps has enhanced features including additional information on electric vehicle charging stations and improved search capabilities. Retailers anticipate a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry mentioned the company is ready for a customer base that is highly focused on finding deals. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.